Matt Greenwood back with more of the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Got Windsor head coach Alex DeMatteis talking to us, suffering a 42-14 loss at the hands of St. Pius. But, Coach, a couple of positives to take away from this is you guys did have two interceptions in the second half. Also, it looks like you have about five bodies, really, that are capable of running the football.
Yeah, I think, first of all, our running backs, man, we have a crew of them. They run downhill hard, and I was proud of their effort tonight. We got to do a little bit better job holding on to the football. I think doing that and increasing our ball security is going to work wonders for us down the road, but it's something that we got to really build off. We got a lot of young guys out there. We got a newbie in the backfield who's never played football before. We got a couple sophomores back there, so we got to continue to work with those guys.
And one of those sophomores being Derek Williams. Looked like, you know, first couple of drives seemed very comfortable, and then that's when the turnover started happening.
Yeah, you know, it's just like any level of football. When you level up, especially when you're younger, you know, just giving respect to those guys who can walk into a Division I program and play as a true freshman and things like that. But when you're starting at quarterback for the first time, that's a tall task. When you're starting at quarterback for the first time as a sophomore, it's an even taller task. You know, Derek went out there and gave his best effort. Super proud of him and how he played tonight. There were lots of rookie mistakes that, again, those are things that we need to clean up. We've got a lot of young guys, you know, handling the football for us and inexperienced guys. And, it's, you know, we work on ball security and we work on, you know, everything that we do with our triple option every day in practice. And, you know, we're just going to continue to grind it out and keep going forward with it. But I'm proud of Derek. Derek was very much hung in this football game and kept playing despite you know, the score kind of getting out of hand a little bit on us, and I'm just proud of all our guys for continuing to fight.
I'm glad you mentioned the youth thing because he is just a sophomore. He's already got the nice frame, 6'1", 185, 190-ish. Certainly going to keep building upon that and get better as his future progresses. One final thought from you on just the defense that you had. I know, you know, kind of got worn down a little bit there in the second half, but honestly, I thought you did a good job of containing the St. Pius offense for most of the night.
Yeah, you know, when I watched them on tape from their jamboree, I saw a lot of explosiveness. I saw a lot of potential for downfield plays. I felt like we limited those. You know, we were out there a lot. Our defense was tonight. But at the same time, I think what I was looking for was constant battle, no quit. And I felt like we did some good things. We come out in second half, turn them over twice. We got a stop on fourth down once, and you know, we just kept after it. So there's a lot of room for growth, you know. And one question you always get in the preseason, how many starters you bringing back? Well, this team didn't bring back hardly any starters from last year. So we've got a lot of youth out there, a lot of inexperience, a lot of guys getting their first taste of varsity football. And again, proud of their efforts. I think our kids really fought tonight. And, you know, we're going to go watch the tape, see what we can clean up and get it going.
Next week, Seckman coming to your place again. We'll have that game on KJF. What are some things you're going to work on during practice?
Well, I say this all the time, and I really truly mean it, that I'm a big focus on us coach. You know, I'm gonna look at those turnovers we had tonight and say that we got to clean those up. I'm gonna look at some of the mistakes that we made. You know, I don't look ahead. I hardly know what Seckman does. Got a little bit of a general idea, so I'm gonna watch those tapes in the morning and kind of start that game plan, get that going. But you know, we have to become the best version of us that we can be, and so we've got to clean up these mistakes. And I think we'll do that. We'll grow. This football season for us is going to be a process, and I have my mind wrapped around that, and I think our players do too.
And one thing I'd be remiss to ask you about, and that is Carey Vagley coming on, getting the extra point after the second touchdown score you guys had. The crowd was on their feet cheering for her, girl soccer star, for those that don't know, and I think another sport or two, but she's just a really good athlete, and you got her out there on the field for that extra point, and she got it.
Well, after this football season, Carrie will have earned five different varsity letters in five different sports. So,
wow.
You know, she plays football now, runs cross country, she plays basketball, runs track, and soccer's her primary, and then she plays club soccer. She has a part-time job, basically a straight-A student. She's an amazing young woman. Very proud of her. you know, she wasn't kicking for us to start tonight, and she's still progressing and still working for it, and I saw an opportunity to give her a chance, and I'm so happy she got out there and made that. I was so proud of her. I mean, that's a scary-looking scene. She's she's about as big as my thigh. I know I'm a big guy, but she's tiny, and she went out there and just went and kicked the football through the uprights. It was a good moment for her, a good moment for Windsor, a good moment for our community and Windsor Athletics.
Coach DiMatteis, thanks for the time as always. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, thanks for coming by. Go Owls.
Alex DiMatteis of the Windsor Owls joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show.